Now, this section of the extension, this is really to support a mega yacht basin. Okay, you have this part here, which is for mega yachts. You have this, what I call the inner basin, which is for, you know, yachts and boats under 50 feet. Where they're looking to attract mega yachts, a mega yacht of 180 feet, which is this one here, it's going to have a beam, a width of at least 30 feet. I have one example of one which is over 30 feet. So if that boat were to tie up to fuel up, and these boats take on tens of thousands of gallons of fuel, could be 20,000 gallons or more, they park for quite a time. So you would have a boat impeding the roadway, which is the channel, for a significant portion of time. And even if it's a smaller boat, you're going to have boats coming and going in the channel, stopping in the channel, like in a roadway. So we think that's also a safety issue, and we think it's significant. The other is, this part of the project here, again, the inner basin, in all likelihood, will happen. Okay, we don't have any objection to that. A ship, and I think they're going to be successful in eventually developing this inner harbor. There's going to be more boat traffic now and in the future going down the channel, not only from here, but also from the public landing. And if you've ever gone down this route, you know it's not as big as it might seem. You're going to have an extension out 180 feet or so right to the edge of the channel, and you're going to have big boats tied up there. So the sight distance for entering into this very busy traffic area, it's a turnaround basin in the Federal Channel. It's where boats are going to be coming and going from the Yachting Solutions facility, from our public landing. They're not going to be able to see what's coming out when you have, let's say, a mega yacht tied up here, which goes up quite a few stories. So again, using a roadway analogy, let's say you're approaching an intersection, you want to go straight, left, right, and there's traffic coming in from either side, it's an intersection, and there's a tractor trailer truck parked right at the intersection, or there's a big hedge, whatever it is, Pleasant Street and Broadway is an example of that. I have a hard time pulling out, I can't see, it's dangerous. Well, that same kind of condition is going to happen here. If you back things up, if you have that buffer of 20 feet, it's going to give a little bit more space. You know, the boats that are going down the channel will have more of an opportunity to see what's coming out. And I know there are a lot of very small boats. I row my own boat out that way to get to my boat on the mooring. You know, the idea of some boat coming in, and they're going to be some pretty big boats, and not everybody adheres to the no wake, you know, restriction, it could be a real danger. So that's another reason why we argue that this 20-foot buffer as a safety measure is really essential. And now the council has an opportunity to do it right, not just for now, for the present condition, but, you know, I'm on the Harbor Management Development Committee, and we're looking into the future, and even Matt, you know, is saying, you know, we're going to be extending our mooring field out. That's why we need the 1,000 yards. And things are going to be happening in a way that we can't even envision in terms of development here. We can create a channel that will accommodate not just the present use, but also the future use. And that seems to make sense.
Thank